Listeners like you make living on Earth possible each week. Please contribute today by clicking on the donate link to the left of the page. And thanks.
Do you worry, has this bill been compromised such that the emissions reductions we would get would not do the trick to avoid dangerous warming?
Well, if this was going to be the only step we took, I would be worried about that. But this is a first step. I mean, the whole path of America is to take a first step on big changes of course. And I obviously would have had a much more aggressive target. If I was writing the bill myself, I'd have much more stringent polluter pay provisions. But I think the way to look at this is, you know, when Lincoln issued the Emancipation Proclamation, it only applied to slaves in the South. It didn't even apply to the whole country, but it was a first step. And when we passed our civil rights bill on motels and hotels, it didn't apply to schools. This is a first step in a long, long road that America's going to take in. But it is a big one, and it is a solid one. Because this limit is solid. It is legally enforceable. It is concrete. It is immutable. So, you know, we're in good shape in getting the country heading in the right direction.
There are a lot of giveaways of the emissions credits, a lot of offsets that companies would be able to use instead of reducing their emissions. Are we going to see real emissions reductions, or are we going to see a lot of gaming of that system?
Well, I think as long as we have a solid limit on the amount of national pollution that goes into the air, that's the single most and fundamental important thing in this bill. If you do have that solid limit, and we are going to have a solid limit, how you parcel out, you know, you get to matters of equity and fairness. And frankly, I would have been much more aggressive in behalf of citizens rather than the polluters if I was writing this bill exclusively. But when we have the limit of total CO2 pollution, that is the protection against global warming that is our ultimate backstop. And we're going to come out with one in that regard.
Our European counterparts are saying, hey, we can do 25% to 40% reductions below 1990 levels by 2020. If this is what the president is able to take to Copenhagen, it's going to be something, what, 3%, maybe 5% below 90 levels? What kind of bargaining are we going to be able to do in Copenhagen with this kind of bill if this kind of bill is what the president takes?
When we send this bill with President Obama to Copenhagen, he will be 1,000% stronger than if we send him to Copenhagen with no bill. That is the options. And I may also suggest that it's not just Europe we're concerned about, it's China. We have to go to Copenhagen with a bill. And the reason is we have to strip China of any excuse for inaction themselves. When we have a bill that's domestically enforceable, a solid cap, perhaps not as aggressive as I and many of my constituents would like, but if it is a solid cap, we can remind our Chinese friends that they have no longer an excuse for inaction. That's important to get done.
And on renewable electricity, do you think the targets here are sufficient to really spur the switch over to cleaner sources?
I think that these are significant targets. In combination with the stimulus package that provided investments to jumpstart this, again, I would have had them more aggressive. Several states have more aggressive targets. I think we could be more aggressive. But I know one thing in life, a first step to climb a mountain is more important than sitting on the sofa and arguing about the right route. We got to get going. This is a start. We're going to get there.
Are you offering any